The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to California Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce,
where diversity and opportunity are one.
From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities throughout the state of California. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of this great state and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed entrepreneurs, along with business and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Hi, I'm Carl Davis Jr. Welcome to California Business Connections. I'm your host, but I'm also the new Inclusivity Project Coordinator. Oh man, I got a new job. And everything's about helping small businesses, though. That's really my heart, and that's what I want to do. And that lines up with the people I'm going to have on the show today, because their heart is to help small businesses too. I'm going to introduce today, for those who don't know them, they're going to get a chance to know who they are and what they're doing, Mr. Sam Washington. He's the president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. And then Mr. Albert Wright. Albert is the vice president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. How are you guys doing today?
Well, I guess
very well. Okay. Very, very well, Carl. I've got to turn this phone off.
Okay, well, I can say Albert is blessed and highly favored. I, of course, am struggling to get rid of the curse. We won't name names at this time.
Well, you know, the one thing I will say is that I've been watching the vision, Sam, that you and Albert have been executing. And for those who don't know, I was the president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce right before Sam. Sam was my vice president. And as I got ready to leave, you know, Sam had a vision and he wanted to step up and become the president. And I'm so happy that he actually, you know, took it over, and with him, Albert Wright, and they've added some new board members. I mean, right now the chamber is as healthy as it's ever been. And I would just want to say publicly to you, Sam, thank you for keeping the chamber going the way you have.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. That check's in the mail. I'll say it straight. I'm actually quite glad to be in this role. It's a daunting thing. It's a daunting construct that we are pursuing and driving. But I'll tell you what, we have a great group of leaders who are on the chamber leadership team, on the board, and certainly managing the office. And right in there is a guy I call Lord Albert. Albert Wright is a great friend, a wonderful brother. And I'm telling you, everywhere he goes, he takes excitement with him. And so he's just a great partner in driving the chamber and the vision that we have, which really, oddly enough, is actually built on your original vision. All the things you described to me about building small businesses, about expanding the chamber internationally, and building out the community as a whole, the small business community as a whole, expanding and offering services and programs to just anyone who can see the possibilities of starting and growing and expanding the business, but also in building relationships and across culturally within Silicon Valley. Those are all things that you would constantly talk to me about. I mean, many of you don't know, Carl is like presided over and partnered over starting many of the other ethnic chambers, including the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce here in Silicon Valley. So I just want to share back the great things you did for us, sir.
Well, you know, I thank you for that. I came back to the chamber in 2013, and Dennis King, who was a very good friend of mine, and he's run the Silicon Valley Hispanic Chamber of Commerce for years, and he too has a heart for these small business owners. Mm-hmm. And like, yes, Albert, I'm getting ready to ask Albert too. I mean, Albert, you know, Sam mentioned, you know, who you were, vice president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. I don't know if our listeners know who you are, Albert, Sam's been on the show before. But Albert, I'd like for you to take a second and say who you are, and then we'll come back to Sam and revisit who Sam is so people get a chance to know who's running the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. Albert, give them a little background on who you are.
thank you, Carl. My name is Albert Stefantini Wright. I was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Go Eagles. Raised in Gary, Indiana. I am a U.S. Navy veteran. Been out here in the Silicon Valley for just over 40 years now.
Wow.
And so I've been 4 years in the U.S. Navy, 36 years in the semiconductor industry, where I am considered a SME on scanning electron microscopes and certain metrology pieces of equipment. My passion, though, is serving in the community. Thereby, I was assigned. I didn't vote to be in or raise my hand to be in, but I was assigned to be the vice president by Lord Samuel Washington, the president of Silicon Valley Black Chamber. Who has become a great friend, Carl, you know, in the league of yourself. And so I served as the vice president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, assistant director on the Center for Entrepreneurial Development. I'm also a member of the 100 Black Men of Silicon Valley, where I serve on that organization as the mentor chair. Mm-hmm. And I mentor in Burnell Intermediate School, Santa Teresa High School, and Oak Grove High School. I'm also, I have several hats, man. I wear the hat of an inventor, entrepreneur, and CEO of my new company, Infinite Potential, along with serving on the U.S. Tech as the Chief Community and Corporate Engagement Officer.
Wow, you got a lot. Well, you know, Sam, you know how to pick up Sam. So you picked a really good, you know, vice president. Tell the audience Absolutely. A little bit about you, Sam. I mean, I know people have seen you and heard you in many, many different places, locations. But what would you like the listening audience to know about Samuel Washington?
Right off the bat. Folks, I'm strategy. Mm-hmm. If there are ideas, if there are dreams, if there are visions, and that's a life strategist, a business strategist, technology, security strategist. I'm not the inventor that Albert clearly is. I'm the guy who helps you streamline that invention and take it to market and figure out how to monetize it. That's what my role is. I'm not the builder of the company or the founder of the company. I'm the guy who helps get the company rolling and keep it driving to its next level, to help secure it, to help provide for the technology, to build the staff, the team, the organization, and to drive the customer base. So I do those kinds of things. And I've done that in Silicon Valley for 30 years. Prior to that, being a director in mental health services, a lot of people don't know that. And that's probably where my best passion is seen, much like Albert, in that the goal is to help grow the lives and the fortunes of people. And this is as good a place as any. In fact, the technology growth here adds another level of opportunity to help also drive the future, and not just of Black people here in Silicon Valley or the Black community here in Silicon Valley, but of the world. As much of what our technology consists of today still comes from here in Silicon Valley, here in Santa Clara County and surrounding nine county Bay Area counties, here in Northern California. That's who I am.
Man, Sam. You know, Sam, I said I would talk to you about this and put this out there because I know there are people who hear about the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, and they hear about the Silicon Valley Center for Entrepreneurial Development, and they want to know more about those things. How can people contact you and Albert, however you want to do it? How could they reach you so they can either partner with you, sponsor some of the things you do, or come along as board directors or other leaders or volunteers?
So I'll tell you flat, we are looking for more board members, but I want to be clear. We are looking for people who want to work. And we're not saying you have to go out and get your hands dirty or chase anybody down or any of those kinds of things. If you just come with new ideas that you are willing to support and drive that have to do with helping build business, our goal is to help build Black and minority businesses and relationships here in Silicon Valley. We're just 2% of the contracting and business consulting services base across Northern California, just 2%. even in Oakland, where the population is right about 35% Black. Mm-hmm. We are 2% of Oakland, the city of Oakland and the County of Alameda's business. How does that happen? We're not visible. And so if you are a person who wants to help drive that and make that change, reach out to us. That's literally www.blackchamber.com. You can reach me at president@blackchamber.com. You can, I'll let Albert give his own direction there, but he's also available to blackchamber.com. And so in that sense, you can reach out to us at our main number. And as soon as I remember it, I'll tell you. But you can reach me directly at 510-685-0535. And like I said, I'm available at president@blackchamber.com. We drive strategy as to how to build businesses and develop new relationships in the business community. And that's whether you make shoes, whether you make clothes, whether you do hair, whether you provide lawn services, landscaping, any of those kinds of things, not just technology. Certainly, we have a strong technology bent. I'm a strong technology guy. You see my videos and all those kinds of things around security, technology, and all of that. But that's where you want to reach out to us. Visit us first at www.blackchamber.com, and all of that communication is there. Albert, knock it out, big dog.
Yes, you can also reach us at info@blackchamber.com or call directly 408-288-8806. That's 408-288-8806.
Man, Howard, you and Sam, man, you guys are really good. You know, if you believe it, half the show's almost over. We're just going to have to take a break. And we're going to talk about some of the things that the chamber is doing as far as programs, as far as initiatives, and things like that. So just hold on for just a second. We'll be right back. We're just going to take a break. You're listening to California Business Connections.
Join the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce and watch your business grow. Participate in mixers, webinars, and training workshops to help start, finance, and grow your business, all with the help of the Chamber's certified Small Business Development Center's consultants for free. That's right. Sign up for one-on-one help from a certified Small Business Development Expert Advisor for free. Call 408-288-8806 or visit blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com.
Bay Area residents, we need your help. The coronavirus has affected everyone, and that includes Silicon Valley. Nonprofits that help small businesses like our Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce are in dire need of support. Your support helps us support and assist small businesses with workshop webinars and even one-on-one technical training for free. Please give, whether it's your time, your volunteer expertise, or donations. Go to blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com, and see how we help Bay Area communities.
Now, back to California Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr.
Brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back. I'm Carl Davis Jr., and you're listening to California Business Connections. I was talking to Sam Washington during the break on all the things that the Chamber and the Center for Entrepreneurial Development, what they're doing. So, Sam, I want you to tell our listening audience, what is the Chamber doing, and what's the Center for Entrepreneurial Development doing right now?
Oh, that's great. So I can tell you right off the bat, probably our signature program that we are really driving is a partnership with the U.S. Black Chambers of Commerce and the SBA, and that is the Business Accelerator Program. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a free program. We have a team of experienced business entrepreneurs and senior executives who are willing and ready to work with you. We've engaged them to work with people who are looking to start their business, get their business plan organized, get their financial structure organized, put a background structure in place, a back office structure in place, and to talk about how they can move their business forward and get access to capital, either grants or loans, how they can structure themselves to do that. In fact, in addition to that, we are partnered with the SBDC, for which Carl is now a director. And what is the name of that, Carl? I'm sorry.
I'm the what they call the Inclusivity Project. That's what they try to make culturally relevant sort of a connections where, you know, if someone's an African American or a Black business owner, they try to match them up with a Black business advisor. And SBDC stands for that Small Business Development Center. So
thank you.
Around here. Go ahead, Sam.
So in that drive, our goal is to put those services together to help businesses get structured financially, to be able to get a loan, to be able to get a grant, to just be able to even put their business capability statement together, showing what their revenue and profit is over the long term that they've been in business, whether that's a year, 2 years, 10 years, or you're just just getting out the door. The goal is to help small businesses get started, whether you're home-based, whether you've got 3 employees and you want to go to 5, or 5 and you want to go to 10, or you've got 50 and you want to go to 100. The government has a wide range of sizes for that it describes a small business. So you have an opportunity to engage in a free, a free program. It's a free program that you can engage in at the Chamber. It's on our website. We also have a program for veterans that we are putting together who want to go into business, or who want to try to work with government agencies to build a veteran-owned business. So we have those kinds of partnerships available now that we are working on. And so just as an aside with regard to the Center for Entrepreneurial Development, the Silicon Valley Center for Entrepreneurial Development, that is our training arm where we certainly going forward are driving a range of training services, primarily, again, for people who are so busy during the day. The only time they have is in the evening, and they want to try to get some extra training as to how to help themselves, how to help their business, how to grow their business, how to improve their presentation of their business, their marketing programs. We're putting those offers out there, and we're bringing in additional trainers, webinar instructors for business, so that even on the weekend, if you've got time, not just during the week or in the evenings, you've got time, we can make it. We can get to, engage in a program that helps you drive your business. And in addition to that, we are driving what we call the Black Business Initiative. And the Black Business Initiative is to engage minority businesses, primarily Black businesses, with corporate partners and with basically corporate sponsors who hopefully will then begin to engage and add new businesses to their contract partnerships, to their procurement partnerships, those kinds of things. We want to drive that in the Chamber. And in fact, we're doing that now. And so if you're looking for any of those kinds of opportunities, you want to jump in. And I'm going to turn it over to my dear friend, Lord Albert, who's
out. Well, before you do, Sam, I'd like to ask Sam, if somebody wanted to contact you guys, say again how people can reach you, because that's very important.
Okay. So again, you can reach out to us at www.blackchamber.com. You can reach out to me at president@blackchamber.com. That's my email. You can also reach us directly at our main number. And I'm going to ask Albert Wright as he jumps in to share the rest of that.
Yes. You definitely can meet us at Black Chamber. Excuse me. Contact us at blackchamber.com. And also our info@blackchamber.com by calling 408-288-8806. Again, that's 408-288-8806 to speak with a live person.
Hey, Albert, I wanted to ask you this, Albert, because I know you're the vice president of the Chamber, but your heart, and you've worked in the community so much for youth. And Sam and I had talked about this before. You know, we want to prepare business folks, not when they're in business, but before they get into business. So we really spent a lot of time in, quote, creating this entrepreneurial mindset. Albert, tell us a little bit about your role with the Silicon Valley Center for Entrepreneurial Development and how you're helping to help youth get prepared to be successful entrepreneurs.
Oh, Carl, thanks. That's wonderful. Yes. Our passion is for the next generation. We're starting what we call the BY program, BY, B-Y-E, that's Building Young Entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And the BY program is designed to partner with other community organizations where youth are engaged in some sort of entrepreneurial development. For instance, the 100 Black Men of Silicon Valley have their YES program, Youth Entrepreneurial Series. It's kind of like a Shark Tank sort of ordeal where they choose winners, and they usually have about 8 candidates. Well, we want to move them forward from the YES program, bring them into the BY program, and partner them with, as Sam said, some of our folks who are trained in building presentations, building, taking the students to the next level of truly forming a business and everything that that entails in partnership with the SBDC.
Absolutely.
And so it's a wonderful opportunity to engage our students and get them ready for who they are going to be. Mm-hmm. I encourage students all the time, create a business card for yourself. Create a business card for yourself. On that business card, say who you plan to be. Now, you'll have many different business cards as you progress through your middle, high school, and college years, but create a business card. Begin to declare and prophesy about your future.
I love that. I love that.
Things I just want to add this real quick, and that is, historically, we have not trained our Black youth at any age, even in college and universities, to actually go into business. We've trained them to get their high school diplomas and their college degrees to go work for somebody. Yes. And we're still training Black Americans very much like that throughout the country, is to go work for somebody. We're not training them to actually think about working for themselves. And that's part of the reason we are so many of us are missing here in Silicon Valley. Many, many great Black inventors in Silicon Valley are not known because they worked for somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, and so our goal here at the Chamber is to teach young people at as early an age as possible to start their own business, to drive their own dream, to drive their own vision for an economic and business and professional future. The door, the gateway, the sky is the limit.
Man, I love that, Sam. I remember you were talking the other day, even though we're in Silicon Valley and everybody knows this is like the tech mecca, you were talking about, look, there are a lot of businesses that are going to make a lot of very wealthy people that support tech are not just tech, right?
That's right. Yes, that's right. They're everything. I mean, Silicon Valley needs, again, restaurant owners. Silicon Valley needs, glass makers and window dressers. I mean, you can certainly start a janitorial service firm and actually do quite well. A logistics firm, trucking, transportation. We still need those things.
Yes.
If you've got one dump truck, there are dozens of projects over which you could put together a team of drivers and do very well. Contracting opportunities. They're still building things, houses and apartments and buildings here in Silicon Valley. So contracting work, there's a lot of it here. If you can see it, and of course we need the attorneys and the doctors and all those kinds of folks. We still need all of those folks. We don't just do tech here. There are all of those opportunities for professionals and for business owners. You don't have to be the nurse. You can have the nursing business. And have the nurses working for you, if you can see it.
I love that, Sam. You know, we're just going to have to bring you and Albert back on. Would you believe it? We're almost out of time. I think Sam's message and Albert's message is the same that we talked about before. We want to see the best Black ideas getting funded.
Yes.
So please connect with the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. It's really easy to remember their homepage. It's blackchamber.com. Wow, we're out of time, but we want to thank our guest, Mr. Samuel Washington, the president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, and Albert Wright, the vice president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. Now, you can hear this show again via podcast. Go to blackchamber.com, click on resources, then communications, and then follow that path to hear the podcast if you miss it. So until we meet again, whether it's education, health, even politics and sports, it's all about business. Stay safe and stay connected. You're listening to California Business Connections.
You've been listening to California Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr., brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. For more information about today's show, go to blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email Carl at carldavisjr@comcast.net. That's carldavisjr@comcast.net. Keeping you connected. California Business Connections.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.